This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the program. You're invited to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about a potential crackdown on speech, which has already been going on for years on big tech platforms. Now, the New York governor is demanding they crack down even harder on stuff like what this Buffalo shooter believed.
Taking advantage of a tragedy.
Yep, the supposed replacement theory was what he was advocating in his 180-page-long manifesto, which, by the way, we've linked to.
Curious why the mainstream media is calling it replacement theory. That's not what these people call it.
Isn't it?
I thought it was.
It's white genocide.
He uses the term replacement in his manifesto.
Chat room, correct us. There's enough of you crazies in there. You know all of this.
They're the first people. When I couldn't find the manifesto, I went straight to the chat room. I was like, which one of you people has it?
Has a copy of it.
I know one of them, and sure enough, one of them did, but I ended up finding it before one of them finally got back to me.
Yeah, the word replacement appears by the second page.
Okay.
In this thing.
Or are they using both?
Many more times. It's actually on the second page many times. So yeah, he's all into that.
Okay.
Anyway.
I just thought they called it white genocide.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, he might call it that, too. I don't know. But anyway, if you want to weigh in on that, you still can. Let's see. We're going to go to the phone calls, though, first. And then Conan's going to tell us about the handmaids.
And by the way, chat room, I understand it means replacing white ones with immigrants. I'm talking, what did they use? Do they use white genocide, or do they use replacement theory, or do they use both? Because replacement theory is new to me.
Both. After talking about replacements, he then says this is white genocide. So it's all tied into the same thing.
Replacement theory is probably just their better sounding version of it, right?
Maybe so. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Steven in Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, two things. One, y'all were talking about what a racist is earlier, and I think that you missed something that is rather important. Racism is a spectrum, right? So,
is it?
I grew up being told, like, not me being told, but my sisters being told not to date black men. And then my uncle believed that none of
his children. Jesus, where are you from?
Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm from Mississippi, and even it was understood, you know, dad would be really upset if my sister did, but there was never any command or order like you're talking about. So I'm just surprised to hear that. Go ahead.
So my sisters are told, but me and my brothers were not. My uncle told all of his children.
Well, it probably was definitely understood that you, Stephen, were not allowed to date black men.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But, like, there was never any, like, it was not okay to, like, say the N-word. It was not okay to be racist. Like, besides that, like, that was the line that my family drew, and whites were not marry non-white.
Well, right? No, I got to disagree with you. You said racism is a spectrum. It's absolutely not. It's very clearly defined as the belief that one race is superior or inferior to the other. Now, what you're saying is that people's expression of racism exists on a spectrum, meaning that your family wasn't willing to go this far and say the N-word, but they were willing to tell their daughters not to date black people.
Well, by the dictionary definition, is that racism? I know what racism means today. It's something completely different.
Is what racism? Telling your daughters not to date black people?
Correct.
Well, it would depend. if the reason why they're saying that is because they believe that black people are inferior,
right,
then yes, it absolutely is racism. And I suspect if you got an honest answer out of them, that is what they would say, because I can't imagine them cooking up some other reason. Like, what could the other reason possibly be?
I mean, I realize that's the difference, but I disagree with it ideologically. I think that racism is, I don't believe that superiority and inferiority have to play into it, right? If you firmly believe that, you know, there is a fundamental difference between people on the basis of race, that makes you a racist, right?
No.
Well, that's,
I know that's
what
it is.
That's what the new definition.
That's what
2022's definition is. Mm-hmm. If you think there are differences,
No. There are differences between individuals, but to point to
those
differences.
There are differences between races. Black people have more melanin in their skin.
But saying that makes you a racist.
No, it doesn't.
By today's standards, it does.
Well, but that's false.
But
race is
also a spectrum that isn't really a thing in the first place. Every human being and arrange them according to skin color and find me the exact line where a person stops being white and they start being black. No one can do it.
Sure.
It's a fruitless task.
Same thing's true between between hot and cold.
Right. So
it's
all
just a spectrum.
We can take the whitest person and put them next to the blackest black person and say, okay, well, these are clearly different races, but there's a huge, there's 7 billion other people out there that are between those two. And at what point are you going to draw the line and say, this person's white and this person's black? To me, it's just a category that humans made up. Sure, there are genetic lines and there are differences between these genetic lines and stuff like that, but the idea of race and how it's so heavily based on skin colors is nonsense.
Exactly, but why do people spend so much of their day thinking about it?
Because it's easier to point to that.
And picking which race they identify with.
I wish we could just eliminate. I like what you're saying here, Arya. I wish we could eliminate the concept and just talk about the human race.
And individuals.
There's no doubt about it. But
people clump themselves into these communities, into these groups, and they want to be a part of some tribe, some group, because that's, well, I mean,
evolution. Even though there's tremendous differences within the black community, right? Like, some people who are black are conservatives. Some people who are black are not conservatives, and so on, right?
Biden was clear. Those people aren't really black.
So at the end of the day, Biden decides what race you are.
Well, sure, politicians want to divide people. Politicians want to keep racism alive.
Oh, hell yeah.
As much as they talk against it.
The pitchfork bearers versus the torchbearers. Keep them busy fighting amongst themselves, and they can go off and do whatever the hell they want.
Stephen, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
So in my family, the idea was that we weren't superior. We were just different. So I think there's a spectrum, right? But I also agree with Arya that race is a spectrum, right? But the one thing that really concerns me, I want to talk about this just for a moment. Does anybody else think that there are politicians who have lawyers and contract writers and lawmakers that just work around the clock writing bills in case something happens?
They have that. That's why the Patriot Act
was written many, many years before 9/11.
Okay.
And by the way, was it McCain's?
No, I don't remember.
One of these clowns.
Stephen, thanks, man, for the call.
By the way, Steve, how many of your relatives, your close relatives, ended up having relationships with black people?
Two, and they're not talked to by their parents, unfortunately. I talked to them.
But you see,
is it because they've had relationships with black people that their parents don't associate with them, or is it just unrelated stuff?
I think one was, I'm going to sleep with this black man because I want to, like, make my parents angry. And then the other one was, one of my cousins was in a relationship with a black man. Her brother dropped the N-word. Nobody scolded the brother. She got upset. And when she married...
I thought you were taught not to say the N-word in your family.
No, my mom would have smacked the stupid out of my mouth, but he had a different mom because we're cousins.
Gotcha. Sorry.
And we're not Alabama.
Yeah. Ari, your first explanation, growing up in the Deep South, I saw so many mixed race couples, and almost every one of the white girls who was with a black man, it almost seemed half of them were just to spite the dad, the dad who was in fact a racist.
Yeah, thank you, Stephen, for the call tonight. Whether his family was racist or not, using the excuse that, oh, well, they're different, as an excuse for, oh, well, this is why we're not racist. We just don't want you to hang around with people who are quote-unquote different. All right, so now your parents are bigots.
Bigots on the basis of race. I think there's a word for that.
More coming up here at 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts. Bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunnybay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunnybay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm.
join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is Ian.
Aria.
And Kermit.
Of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you there. We're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts. And then Conan wants to talk about The Handmaid's Tale. It's a book and apparently a TV series. Is it Netflix that's doing it?
I think it's Hulu.
Hulu, okay. So we'll talk about that and why that's relevant, why you're bringing it up.
You mentioned the book, Conan, and I'm hating myself for it. I have plenty of time. I don't want to watch the series, but I'd absolutely read the book.
Well, hold on.
I don't know why it never occurred to me to do that.
Hold off on that.
We'll get into that.
But before while we're still on the concept of the conversation of race, and I'm looking at, we have so many damn chat rooms. It's hard to keep up because I'm having to flip through all of them. Okay. I wish we had one localized group. But anyways, in our Odyssey chat room, Logical Cynical mentioned that actually the replacement theory is a left. Of course, this guy was left. So, I mean, but it's. We're asking what the difference is between white genocide and replacement theory. Replacement theory is a left ideology which focuses on replacing white workers with immigrants. If you go around this country, even in our own town here, you'll hear the local mayor and whatnot, and especially left-leaning individuals who realize that there's a Ponzi scheme problem. There is a Social Security problem where we don't have enough workers. And so they're always going on about how we need to bring in migrants, immigrants, refugees from other countries, from these war-ravaged countries, mm-hmm. which, by the way, are probably war-ravaged, done with missiles that were purchased from American companies.
Sure.
So you're always hearing this argument that we need to bring these people in to prop the Ponzi scheme up. So this is, I agree with this. I think that this is, in fact, the people, they might not say it themselves. The people who want to bring refugees in this country, not going to say it's all about replacement theory, but that's what the naysayers will say that it is. It's a left-leaning thought process that involves bringing more worker drones into the country.
So I guess the difference between like libertarians is that I don't want to bring refugees and immigrants here. I just don't care if they come here. Whereas I'm not actively out there trying to recruit refugees and immigrants. I just have the libertarian perspective. Hey, if they want to come here, let them come here.
If they want to come here and be a part of the community, great. Now, the problem is, and this is what the white genocide types and replacement theory are going to say, is that, well, what social programs are they taking advantage of? That has been offered to them as
get rid of the social programs, and then you get rid of that problem.
If you remove all that nonsense, they will only come here to better themselves and to become part of the community, to want to be a part and wanted to be part of.
I don't believe very many people are coming here because they want to be mooches off the state. I've never
met immigrants like that.
Overblown.
They may exist. Right-wing
talking point.
I grew up in Florida, and we had every type of Latin American, Hispanic type you can think of, and I met some really great people.
Yeah.
Hard-ass workers. Much, much harder working, mm-hmm. especially some of the older Mexicans that I knew. Much harder working than, my white neighbors.
Absolutely. I encountered more Hispanic immigrants when I lived in the South, and they were generally farmers, and they worked hard. Because, I mean, if you're farming in Mississippi, you're not having a good time.
Anybody who farms is typically working hard.
But here, most of the immigrants I know are like Middle Eastern and stuff like that, and they're all extremely productive people.
Entrepreneurial.
The only people I know here in New Hampshire, and this was generally true in Mississippi, who subsisted largely off of welfare, they were white.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll talk to...
On the spectrum, they were white.
Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. Have you heard that story that Superman story was actually inspired by the story of Moses?
No, so never heard that one.
You mean it means he was put in an ark, a basket, and he was found by a woman who... raised him as her son? Yeah, that's
okay.
I see that. But he was also a Messiah figure. So you've got that connection.
The thing is that the couple that sold the rights to Superman, they were actually a Jewish couple from what I was told. So I learned, they knew the Bible story pretty well, the Old Testament. So
Now, Superman is 100. That's a 100-year-old comic. They were making Superman when it was black and white. So, I mean, are we talking about what creators are you talking about?
Well, weren't there people that sold the copyrights to that story so they couldn't make once they sold the rights, they could not collect the royalties, and they sold it for like $1,200, like 80 years ago. They were a Jewish couple. So,
are you a big comic book fan or something, Sarah?
No, I learned this from going to the Legacy Church. It was part of that church that was
the church where Sarah almost died because someone tested positive, right?
Well, that church was fined $10,000 because they refused to follow the mask rule.
This
they
was
were
the
on
church
the
that you called about a few weeks ago because they were the only ones that were willing to pick you up from your house and bring you to a church?
Right, and then I was sitting on the van with the COVID virus for 20 minutes.
You must have been terrified. Yeah, thank you for your service. How are you coping with the PTSD from this?
Well, you know, I ran out and got a booster shot at Walgreens. That's how I coped. Yeah. I went there this last Sunday, and they were so nice. And the guy bought us donuts and coffee because we had an hour before the service started. So I'm just really grateful.
They seem
know?
Like they're a lot nicer to you than you are to them.
Yes, I'm seeing that. And so now what did they say about this couple, couple?
Okay, so the Superman story was kind of very similar to Moses. Is that remember the Superman with the planet was going to blow up? So their parents put that little baby, the Superman baby, on a rocket ship, and then they flew them into Earth. And then the earthly parents found them and raised them.
That's where the connection ends. That's it.
But the thing is that he became a superhero and saved and rescued a lot of people.
Yeah, but Moses wasn't a superhero.
But Sarah, what you're pointing out here is that there really are no new ideas, and pretty much everything is kind of repackaged over time. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to Major Payne. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, just wanted to give your listeners a heads up if they're having trouble with your listen line. I've called in many times, and it'll say this thing is offline, and then you call back, and I'll get right through. Well, this time I called three times and it said it was offline. So that made my one eyebrow go up. So I waited about 30 seconds and called in, and then I got through. Well, of course, they did the 5 seconds of dead air thing a couple times. But then a little while later, they came on and said, this program is offline. And they said it like 5, 6
times.
Yeah,
it sucks. I've heard about these complaints, and every time I go to look into it, I call it up, and then it's working again, and it's just like...
Where is Major Payne located? Is he out in the middle of the wilderness?
I don't know. He's in Michigan.
He has phone service, but he doesn't do the internet or anything like that.
Because they won't even run internet to him because it's so spotty out there?
I think he just chooses not to do it. I'm not sure.
I would have to really find out who it is that even provides these lines. It's been so long since I've been in touch with them, and ultimately it's a free service, so it's like, you know, you get what you pay for, basically. I think he was calling in about something important. We'll continue with Major Payne. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, and we'll get into The Handmaid's Tale. Cunningham wants to talk about it coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden traveled to Buffalo, New York on Tuesday to meet with the victims' families of last weekend's mass shooting. Meanwhile, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky told Newsmax President Biden and Democrats are politicizing the tragedy.
Our sympathy and our hearts, our minds, our prayers, all of that should be going towards those who lost their lives in this, the heroes who tried to stop it.
A Michigan judge granted a preliminary injunction in a suit brought by Planned Parenthood against Michigan's 1931 law criminalizing abortion. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration is attempting to shore up the legal right to an abortion in the state's constitution if Roe v. Wade is overturned. However, an attorney told USA Radio the state is trying to create new law through a phantom case. The attorney also called the gesture from the judge, quote, meaningless. You're listening to USA Radio News. Curfew in the city of Chicago just became more strict.
In response to the chaos that led to the shooting death of a 16-year-old boy, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced changes to the citywide weekend curfew. She moved the curfew up by an hour from 11 to 10 p.m. Lightfoot also announced that no minors will be allowed in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. without an adult between Thursday and Sunday.
I'm urging parents, guardians, and responsible adults in the lives of children to make sure that you know what the rules are and that you make a plan with your children to make sure that they safely abide by this curfew.
Lightfoot says the new rules are necessary, but critics, including the ACLU, have concerns about them. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Tiger Woods says he cares about majors and legacies. He made that point at the PGA Championship while delivering a sharp rebuke of Phil Mickelson. Mickelson is not defending his PGA title at Southern Hills. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, you've got Ian.
How are you?
And Cody. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features are there for you, including podcasts. You can follow our podcast of whichever preference you have. There are different options over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Just copy the link that you want to subscribe to, put it into your podcast client of choice, and then you will receive all the episodes of Free Talk Live as they are released. Go to feeds.freetalklive.com to do that. We go back to Major Payne in Michigan. Major, were you calling about something else tonight?
Yeah, I was, but you never let me get the last sentence on that last gig. After they had said that you guys were offline 4, 5, 6 times, instead of hanging up, I held on, and the program came back on. So what I'm saying is be patient and update them, right? Yeah,
I think there's like 5 people that use the listen line, though, so I suspect most of our listeners find this completely irrelevant, but thanks for the report.
I love the ad spot that we run for the listen line, though, because it's like, if you don't have internet, you didn't download the podcast, you're out in the middle of nowhere, and you can't do anything about it, and there's like this long list of things that have to be true, and it's like,
why you would
you
use
can
this?
Still listen to the show. So it's awesome. I'm glad it exists.
The last two commercial spots, you advertised the listen line, and there was trouble with it, so I figured I'd give you all a heads up.
All right, what else?
All right. Well, as far as the hatred for the Jews and races and such, the hatred for the Jews goes back to ancient times because they were all tribal, and they taught their children, you know, numbers and how to read and whatnot before you could have your bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah. Depending on if you were a boy or a girl, you had to be, you know, lettered and such. They had to be able to tell the name of their ancestors all the way back to Adam before they could have their little 13th birthday party there and become a man.
I don't know that so, it was envy, though. That seems to be what you're suggesting. My understanding of, you know, the Old Testament is, not saying this is true of people today, but the Jews really liked to start wars back then. And
well,
this
were,
is their own accounting of what happened then, and they're constantly starting wars with people according to the Bible.
They were conquered many times and dispersed over the world, but no matter where they went, they stayed together, and wherever they went, they were lettered. So they were generally smarter than the people that they were replacing. You know, they get work their ways into the royal courts and such. It's rumored quite notoriously that Christopher Columbus was a Jew that weaseled his way into the Spanish court. And it goes back to being lettered. I mean, if you can't count your gold, how are you going to know if you're being cheated?
I don't know.
That's why they became bankers and you know, lawyers and all this kind of thing.
I mean, there's probably something within Jewish culture that does, you know, drive people to be, you know, professionals and good at that sort of thing. We see the same thing in Mormonism. If you go to Utah or Nevada, a ton, probably 90% of the attorneys that you interact with are going to be Mormons because it's just within their cultural drive. And it's the same reason that there are so many Asian kids going to colleges at super advanced colleges on, and, you know, with math scholarships or whatever, because they're really good at math. They just have that cultural drive to excel and to be better. It's more a matter of culture than anything.
Even in most of the Oriental races, they have a harder work ethic, and they put more value in education. But
then who?
Then most of the white people you were talking about on welfare, let's put it quite frankly.
But I'll give you that because, you know, when I think about these racist people, these racist white people who just, they may not call themselves racist, but like we were talking about with, I think, who?
Stephen?
Stephen's family. They don't call themselves racist, but they're definitely racist. I think about my father, mm-hmm. who's, he wouldn't call himself racist, but he absolutely is, and he's the biggest welfare whore I know.
Mm.
Major,
well,
thanks.
Everybody wants to have somebody to look down their nose at.
Yeah, this is true. And they also want to be a part of a tribe because, you know, it's all a sports ball.
Interesting.
It's all my team is better than yours, and let's just fight
well,
all day
long. That's
true
for people who, you know, if they have nothing to be proud of, then that's what they have
that's
to
it.
Do. They have to resort to nationalism or racism or religion.
Or ancestry.
Or ancestry.
Something that they themselves have not done to accomplish.
So actually.
Oh, I was born this way.
I'm glad that was mentioned because, you know what? That's the problem. There aren't enough individuals with their own accomplishments who are basically working to make themselves better, mm-hmm. And they don't have to rely on my group, my family, my country, my sports team.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, this is me. This is who I am, and, you know.
Thank you, Major Payne, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. Conan, you got into The Handmaid's Tale. What inspired you to pick this book up?
Well, you know what? It's 2022.
It is.
I look around, and with Roe versus Wade and Trump and all of these events, either I'm seeing a pink pussy hat on protesters, on activists, and or I'm seeing the Handmaid's outfit. Because these people, a specific group of people who don't like me, and I don't really like them either, they have claimed that we are becoming The Handmaid's Tale, the dystopian future that is dystopian patriarchy, where Trump's legacy is becoming real, and we have to be fearful of this fact.
Okay, so
Trump way too much credit to think that Trump had a notable legacy. I'm sure that makes Trump very happy.
The God Emperor Trump, of course, he has a legacy.
The Trump people believe that.
Not any more so than any other president.
Hey, you know what? I don't know why the people love him. He's a good troll. That's why I like looking at his tweets. I hope he gets back on Twitter one day.
But
the same thing with Elon Musk. But you know what? I I don't get it. I accept that if you get into mass formation, he has become the leader of the right of these hypnotized people and has rallied them.
He also pushed masks to help
fight the other, the enemy. Which is that these people who are dressing up in handmaid's outfits.
I remember some of the stuff he said while campaigning about Hispanics, man, and it continues to baffle me that he ever became president while openly saying things on national radio like, you know, the people coming over the border, they're rapists, they're drug dealers, they're...
And meanwhile, I run into Hispanics all the time who are Trumpers.
Yeah, and then he goes, and some of them are probably good people. Like, just this throwaway line, it's like, dude, he became president while saying that Mexicans are rapists. And drug dealers and serial killers.
What were you going to say, Ian?
Well, I just want to know about this Handmaid's Tale. I mean, you're saying people are predicting that it's happening. Can you tell us about what it is?
So basically, I'm a dystopian guy. I read all of these books. I just want to understand my enemy better.
Okay.
And of course I had, I was working the last 2 weeks and I had lots of time to, I didn't read it by the way, I listened to
audiobook.
The audiobook. It was narrated by, I guess, the girl who plays in the show. Oh. I think her name is Emma Stone or Emma something. So here's my takeaway. First and foremost, have you guys ever, and by the way, disclaimer, I listened to the 1985 book, The Handmaid's Tale. I have not seen the show, nor will I.
Oh, okay.
And I have not read any of the other books in the series, which I will not.
How many are there?
I think there's three. There may be more. But so I don't know anything about what the show has tried to convey. I know what the book says. What I've gotten out of the book, which is, I think it was 10 hours, so it's a short book. Are you guys familiar with the Harlequin romance novels?
I am, yeah.
The ones with Fabio on the front?
Yep.
And there are thousands of these things?
Yeah. And they're dirt cheap. Yeah. I read my first romance novel while I was in jail.
I read mine when I worked at a casino long, long ago. So someone left one in a room, and it just ended up in one of the rooms, one of our storage rooms, and, you know, we didn't have anything else in it. So I was like, I'm going to grab this and read it.
Ridiculous. As you guys know, I sell books online. Mm-hmm. I do not sell Harlequin romance novels because they're so dirt cheap and there's so many of them. People leave them on the side of the road because they're ridiculous. All right. So you know that. This book, Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale, is a Harlequin romance rape fantasy. The entire book, every other page is nothing but sex with her oppressors.
Wow. All right.
I don't know that that's been conveyed in the show.
I would imagine not.
Well, let's talk about that in a second.
And if you've seen the show, you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here. 603-283-6160. You can join us on the radio here on Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came to the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join us here. Bring up whatever is on your mind at 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Kernan.
You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. You can follow our social media and post on our site at social.freetalklive.com. It's our own server. We run a Mastodon server, which means it is open source. It's free. It's federated, so you can connect with other people on other Mastodon servers all across the planet. It's a very, very cool system. And because we run the thing, it means you've got more freedom to express yourself over at social.freetalklive.com. That's social.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then we'll get back into The Handmaid's Tale. Conan's on a roll about this.
Read of the week.
Yeah, he's read it, and he didn't like it.
I thought it was dumb.
All right, so let's go to Nick in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live, Nick.
Yes, hello, guys. Hope you all are doing well tonight.
Sure, what's on your mind?
I mostly wanted to discuss the whole issue with regards to white nationalism, especially given the shooting that had taken place recently. And I really wanted to ask both of you guys, because I had seen Aria talking to Chris Cantwell, that guy from all those years ago,
yeah.
And crazy guy, I know. But I wanted to really know from you all, do you all see this sort of thing just rising and becoming a very prevalent threat?
No.
No. If anything, it's getting less. Now the media is making it out to be the most horrific event that has taken place in our lifetimes, and that if we're not careful, it's going to basically there's a white nationalist right across the street from me, and he's on the internet right now planning and plotting, and if we're not careful, he's going to burn down the Capitol building of New Hampshire because it all in the name of white nationalism. That's what they're leading us to believe. But no, I grew up in the Deep South. I actually grew up with other. Because that's what we get a lot from commenters, that we're three white people in a room in New Hampshire with a very, very low diversity ratio.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the Deep South. I have actually experienced racism inflicted upon me, like in a horrific, bad way.
What they call you, honky?
Yeah.
No. Cracker? I was about to get my ass whooped because I was in the wrong side of town.
Okay. And you were white.
And I was white.
I guess another thing as well that I also wanted to ask is just, do you really think that all this censorship and everything is going to backfire and that it's actually going to stoke more people into becoming, you know, and thinking that maybe because those voices are being censored, that maybe it's adding some brand of legitimacy to them?
Well, what it does do, and I think we touched on this earlier, is it does create an echo chamber. So because these people are forced out of mainstream platforms, they're not allowed on Facebook, they're not allowed on Twitch or Twitter or whatever, and that's what the government wants to continue and wants to increase, is excising these people from any kind of polite conversation, any kind of actual places where they could find opposition. And so that's going to push them into an underground. It's going to push them onto places where only their type of people exist. As you had said earlier, Aria, had this person bothered to do any research on the claims that he started to believe, he would have seen all kinds of other alternatives.
I think it's more insidious than that, though, because it has resentment to it. And from this guy's point of view, you know, white people are under attack. They're being assaulted. And it's because they're white, they're not allowed to have, you know, white culture, white identity, and all of that. So banning the people who say that, who believe that, and want to talk about that,
plays into it.
It just reinforces that in their heads. It makes them, I don't want to say it proves them right, because they're not right, but it makes them believe that it confirms their belief.
Sure. You have another element to this, and it's called the Streisand effect. When you try to remove something from the conversation forcefully, all you do when you mention it is everyone and their sister's brother is Googling it right now, and they're talking and they're thinking about it. Now, you know, we said two terms this evening that don't get mentioned a whole lot: white genocide and replacement theory. How many people had to Google that just now? And now they're people who didn't ever think about this before. And now it's actually a concept that's out there, and now you have people who are like, wait, hold on, I kind of identify with that. Only because you have the Hochuls of this world who are trying to suppress it, who are actually, but maybe they mentioned it, maybe they're talking about it, and it's actually creating buzz. And it's also, which is what they want. They want the pitchforkers and the torchbearers fighting with each other all the time. So all eyes are not on these politicians, these lawmakers who are dictating our lives.
I mean, it's also pointless, right? Yeah. It's the year 2022, as you said earlier, and they still haven't completely eliminated the theory that the Earth is flat. This idea persists, and there are still people who worship the Greek gods, the Norse gods. They're rare, but they exist. This concept that, you know, we can somehow banish this idea of white supremacy if we just keep going out on attack and banning it from this platform and that platform, suddenly one day we'll magically eradicate it from human existence. That's absolute nonsense. They'll always find somewhere to talk about it.
It's going to make it worse, but I don't think it's ever going to get to the point of any kind of serious threat, Nick. Especially if people can remain armed. I did see there was an interview apparently with a black gentleman outside of the grocery store in Buffalo who pointed out that if more people had guns, this thing wouldn't have gone as far as it did.
This is true. That your safe spaces don't work.
Absolutely.
Nick, I mean, Chris Cantwell never attacked anyone, and I suspect the reason was because he regularly interacted with so many peace advocates who, you know, kept him from jumping over that ledge. I don't know that, but I suspect that's applied to him.
I'd like to believe that, sure. Nick, other thoughts?
Yeah, I just wanted to get back to what Coded had said about, like, the Streisand effect and all that, and how, you know, pretty much you don't really know very many white nationalists or anything like that, but what just scares me is just that, like, that's the whole plan here, is it's basically to try and bring this massive amount of attention to it and to further drive and drive people apart.
Yeah, I think that's all. This is what this is. This is the drive a wedge between some groups.
Actually create the Nazis, basically.
So, and it's not just race. You know, they're working on they're the globalists, the elite. They're working on every single wedge that they can possibly inflict. You know, whether it be race, whether it be class, whether it be sex. It's working,
and they really,
but I still don't like you. But you mentioned whether we think this is worse than it's ever been. Nah, I think it's about what it's always been.
I tend to agree with that.
I guess I'm more so worried about like the future, you know, just because.
I mean, I've seen news coverage of people being water hosed down. And dogs set on them, and people just walking out of their their mob and striking activists. I don't see that. This is from 50, 60 years ago. I don't see anything like that now, except a lot of microaggressions. Oh, some dude cut in front of me at the line. He's racist.
Well, I'll tell you what, Nick, there's no point in worrying about it because it's not going to make anything any better. There are actions that you can take to try to make a better future for yourself. So, you know, depending on what your belief system is, you could migrate.
I would just say, yeah. I would definitely say the number one cure for this kind of thing is definitely humor. And I think Aria did a fantastic job standing up to Chris Cantwell like that. And just, he's emotionally insecure for one. I mean, just listening to the guy, he was just really not that great.
You're referring, by the way, to a special episode of Free Talk Live we did on, off the radio. It was Freer Talk Live. And an internet-only edition of the show where you and the then racist, and I believe still racist, Christopher Cantwell were here in this studio. I believe it was called She-Male versus Nazi.
There were two occasions.
Yeah.
There was one where it was just a Freer Talk Live, and the second one was, which incidentally occurred 2 years, I think it was 2 years prior to my getting my door kicked in by the FBI, almost to the day. It was March the 15th that we had that. That was She-Male versus Nazi.
You can go to the Odyssey channel and search for that, and I suspect you'd be able to pull it up if you wanted to. It didn't last very long because he ended up storming out of the studio.
He did. That's still one of the best parts, right?
Thanks, Nick, for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you.
Yeah, again, no point in worrying about what's going to happen. You can be sure the government people are going to try to keep people divided. They're going to try to focus on differences between people and get them afraid of one side versus the other, taking control of the government and forcing their beliefs on others. And so that's the old game, is to get people to obsess over this. And the best way out of it is to literally move, is to migrate physically to another place where people share your values. So if you're a hard leftist, get on out to the West Coast. If you are a conservative, get down to places like Florida and Texas. If you're a libertarian or a voluntarist, you need to get to New Hampshire, because I'm sorry to say there's nowhere else you can go where there's no, you know, there's no significant community of people that actually give a damn about freedom. That's here in New Hampshire, and it doesn't exist anywhere else.
No one seems to believe that it works.
What, the migration thing?
No, freedom.
Oh, yeah, sadly.
They're scared to try it.
They are.
Sure, scared of the unknown. I mean, that's also a human condition. They want safety. They want security, and that's what the state offers.
I don't want safety. I want fun and freedom.
Yeah, that's right, but that entails risk, and people are risk-averse, and the state encourages that. So, more coming up here. We'll talk about The Handmaid's Tale. What's that have to do with today?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.